Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, what's got Layman your heart? Awesome.
Actually, I just started I was talking about a little bit before as we were just talking about love. But just that, you know, that Psalms 19, 12 through 13 that I just read, that, you know, in order for us to be able to discern our errors and you know, we ask the Lord to forgive our hidden faults, that, you know, it's imperative that we have an abiding relationship. It's important that we have an abiding relationship and for the church to be the church, which is family. Without it, we're not going to be able to know what God is saying to us. I mean, think about it, Pat. You're abiding. It's because you were abiding and spending time with the Lord that the Lord revealed, wow, you know, there's an area of love, you know, that maybe you're looking in your own heart. We're all looking. You just shared it now. It's like, wait a second. I need to inspect and see if there's love in my life. Right. And we need to take, when we're abiding, we're spending time to read God's word. We're spending time to, taking time to pray, you know, but prayer is not just talking to God. It's listening. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's listening to what he has to say to us, about us, for us, and for others. And if we don't take that time to abide, how is the Lord going to reveal to us those things?
And abiding, you know, you're really just talking about just spending time with God in his word, praying, listening, and just applying, you know, what he's telling us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Psalm 139:23 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting." So it's like, you know, the church has to get back to God, search our hearts. You know, search me. I want to be in right standing with you. And abiding allows us to have a God consciousness of God. It allows us to grow in the fear of the Lord.
You think about it, John, that if we aren't confident in God's love for us and understand his viewpoint of us, we're kind of shaky about saying, search our heart. Are you going to hurt me? Are you going to criticize me, God? Are you going to put me down? When we say, you know, search me. And it's being confident in God's love. Like Pat was saying, if we know how much God loves us, we'll say, you know, we'll open ourselves wide open and say, God, just whatever, I know that your ways towards me are good. Your ways towards me are good. And that I'm willing to open my heart. But if I have issues with love, I don't open myself up. You know, if I'm thinking God's judging me and he's condemning me, you know, the last thing you want to do is like, okay, here's, you know, beat me up.
Right. That's why we need a healthy perspective on God's love and God's love for us. You know, that's essential. It's the beginning of our relationship with God is knowing that he loves us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Because we were away from God, he was willing to rescue us from where we were at. And that's an essential part because, if we have a wrong perspective of the Father's love, then we're, even our abiding time is going to be skewed and we'll not even abide because we're going to feel that God's word is going to condemn us and he didn't come to condemn us. But the other part of this, be able to discern our ways, I feel is that when the church functions as family, when we realize that the church is brothers and sisters and spiritual fathers, where we may not be able to discern an error, where we may not be able to discern a place in our own life, we may miss it. When we function as family, family will tell you. You know what I'm saying? Family will help you to say, what about this? Or what about that? Have you looked at this? And, you know, it's so important. The Word of God says, you know, as iron sharpens iron, so one brother sharpens another. You know, and when we function in this capacity, we're able to be there for each other. And there's nothing like developing loving relationships amongst the church. That's why the church is family. You can't survive outside of family. I always say if we have God and family, we can make it through anything. But it's the love of the family. It's the love of brothers and sisters standing together in the gap for each other where we're able to grow and mature as believers and mature in our walk with God. In fact, Ecclesiastes 4:10 says, "But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up." And that's essential. You know, together we can make it through this. Abiding with God and functioning as a church, we'll figure it out. We'll grow in the knowledge of him. We'll grow in the fear of the Lord. And we'll grow to the place where we can say, oh, God, look, I see this in my life. I can get this out of my life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.